MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 22, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The diver who died in Rockport has been identified. The state auditor says the legislature lacks accountability. Sunny, mid-60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:40 p.m. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times authorities continue to investigate the death of a 50-year-old diver who was reported to be in distress Saturday morning near Front Beach in Rockport. The diver was identified as Malik Hanna of Shrewsbury by Michael Keith Feldman, Chief of Communications for the Office of Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker, on Monday afternoon. The circumstances behind Hanna's death will be determined by the Massachusetts Officer of the Chief Medical Examiner. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that the state legislature lacks transparency and accountability in its dealings, according to a new state audit, which blasts legislative leaders for refusing to open up their books for the performance review. The audit, released Monday by Auditor Diana DeZoglio, faults the State House of Representatives and Senate for failing to conduct timely financial reviews of its spending, a lack of transparency in its procurement policies, and a website that makes it difficult for the public to navigate, among other criticisms. But DeZoglio also leaned into House and Senate leaders for refusing to provide information her office requested for the audit, including tracking year-end budget spending, how they decide which major bills are brought up for a vote, and whether the two chambers are following their own rules regarding non-disclosure agreements. More news in 52 seconds.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr visited the middle school in Gloucester recently, and he had high praise for the school.
I was very happy to be with my colleague, Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti, and Gloucester School Superintendent Ben Lummis, and some folks from the Gloucester School Committee, including some of the members that were there, and some folks from the Gloucester Educational Foundation, to look at the science center that is developed at O'Malley Middle School, O'Malley Middle Innovation School, which encompasses a number of different spaces within the school where some absolutely amazing things are happening. And the school committee member I was trying to think of was Kathy Clancy, who was there, Rick, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in that space, we saw students building wind-powered carts and using geometry and algebra and other math operations to be able to design the sails for those carts. We saw a room where there was a bank of no less than 28 3D printers, where students were working to use CAD design programs and design various things and print them on the printers. We saw a lot of work being done relative to microscopy and looking at various things through the microscope. We saw tanks where fish were being grown, and this was one of the most exciting parts of the whole visit, Rick. In those tanks, the water was being drawn and filtered through a hydroponic system into plants that were uptaking the nutrients from the fish tanks and growing plants. Absolutely amazing. Dave Brown was there, and just an incredible, incredible situation to look at what those students are able to do. And we're told that there are nearly 200 students at any given time that are going through those various processes of education that I just described.
That's State Senator Bruce Tarr. Steve Krause writes on itemlive.com, the Healy-Driscoll administration is awarding $1.7 million in career and technical education partnership grants to 6 Massachusetts schools and school district partnerships, Lynn being among them. The grants were announced Monday at Lynn Vocational Technical Institute by members of the Healey administration, including State Education Secretary Dr. Patrick Tutwiler, who is the former superintendent of Lynn Public Schools. Salem News reports the YMCA of the North Shore celebrated Paralympic gold medalist swimmer Leanne Smith of Beverly in a ceremony at the Sterling Center last week. Smith won 2 golds and 2 silver medals, while setting 2 Paralympic records and 1 world record in the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris this summer. Smith's accomplishments came just 2 years after she suffered a partially collapsed lung due to a viral infection, resulting in her losing the ability to breathe, talk, swallow, and eat normally. She spent a prolonged time in the ICU and Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. In sports, the Boston Celtics open up their NBA season tonight when they host the New York Knicks at the TD Garden. Around the North Shore, the Lynn Classical volleyball team captured its 2nd straight Greater Boston League title yesterday with a win over Somerville. The Rams are 15-3 for the season under head coach Chris LeBlanc. In high school girls soccer from yesterday, Peabody and Saugus tied at 1, Masconomet shut out Beverly 3-0. In boys soccer, St. Mary's and Swampscott played to a 0-0 tie. And coming up on Saturday, another match between the top 2 D1 high school football teams in the state, St. John's Prep and BC High. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big game. Obviously, there'll be a lot of hype around it, 1 vs. 2. We've been in this situation quite a bit, fortunately for us. This is why you do this. This is why you come here. I often say that, and this is one of those games. But we have great respect for them. We know the challenge ahead of us. They're always the most talented team in the state, or amongst them. They've been an elite program in the state in the last 7-8 years, and I feel like we have been as well. And, we're just going to roll the ball out. There's no magic. There's no shortcut. There's none of that. There's show up, and you need to play harder and play tougher and more physical, and the best team's going to win. I know that.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.